Kashi, and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories we are tracking today. After remaining stagnant for 19 days, fuel prices have risen across the country for the third day in a row. Petrol prices were increased by 15 paise on Wednesday in Delhi and Mumbai, while it was raised by 14 paise and 16 paise in Kolkata and Chennai respectively. State-owned oil companies in June last year dumped the 15-year-old practice of revising rates on 1st and 16th of every month and instead adopted a dynamic daily price revision, following which fuel prices are revised at 6 a.m. every day. Diesel prices were increased by 21 paise in Delhi and Kolkata and by 22 paise and 23 paise in Mumbai and Chennai respectively. According to reports, diesel is at its most expensive Delhi has ever seen, while petrol prices are the highest since September 2013. Punjab National Bank continues to hog the headlines, all for the wrong reasons. Now, the New York court, where three of Nirav Modi's companies filed for bankruptcy, has reportedly called for an investigation into the role of the bank's employees in the alleged fraud before deciding on proceedings. According to the Economic Times, the court-appointed examiner will have the right to conduct voluntary interviews of debtors, current and former accounting and audit professionals, or seek judicial intervention in cases where witnesses decline to cooperate. Moving on, 12 Google employees have quit after expressing their concerns over Google carrying out a project with the United States Department of Defense. The unhappy employees who quit said the company's involvement in military programs were against Google's ethics. The controversial project Maven will analyze hours of drone surveillance footage collected by the US military with the help of machine learning and image recognition. As a part of this pact, an artificial intelligence engine is being designed by Google that uses wide-area motion imagery data collected by U.S. drones to detect vehicles and other objects. Employees at Google are concerned about this technology being used to carry out and operate drone strikes. Infosys has said it has set up India Trade Connect, a blockchain-based trade network in India in partnership with 7 lenders, including Axis Bank, ICICI Bank, IndusInd Bank and RBL Bank. The other partner banks include Kotak Mahindra, South Indian Bank and Yes Bank. The network is being used by the banks to run a successful pilot of Finacle Trade Connect, a blockchain technology-based solution developed specifically to address the trade finance process requirements of banks, Infosys said in a statement. Finacle Trade Connect will enable increased automation and transparency while helping efficiently manage risks in trade and supply chain financing operations, it added. Infosys said the network is designed to digitize trade finance business processes. The Supreme Court has directed Jayaprakash Associates Limited, JAL, to deposit Rs. 1,000 crore with its registry by June 15. This amount will be used to bankroll compensation to distressed home buyers who had invested in JP properties. The liquidation proceedings against JP Infratech Limited, the infrastructure arm of JAL, will be stayed after this amount is submitted, a bench headed by Chief Justice Deepak Mishra said. If the amount is not submitted by June 15, statutory proceedings against JP Infra, which has been facing insolvency proceedings, will begin. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more news.